Good morning. Let me go ahead and get this out of the way. I'm sorry, but this is a story about alfalfa. Ouch! Luckily, the next 2 minutes are not about alfalfa from Little Rascals. It's about alfalfa hay.
2022 is going to be another wild year in the hay market, I think.
Ron Tombaugh knows hay. He's seen a lot of the markets over the years. His company, Dart Hay Service, out of Streeter, Illinois, buys hay from farmers, then sells and hauls it to customers across the Midwest and beyond when supplies are scarce.
With drought conditions what they are, we're now hauling hay to Wyoming and Montana.
And when business is good for Tombaugh, that generally means hardship for his customers.
And being a former livestock producer, I can really empathize with not having enough feed for their animals.
And right now, those in the hardship category include dairies, which are paying nearly 50% more than a year ago for the supreme or premium grade alfalfa hay their cows need.
There's some producers now that are asking $300 a ton at their barn. It's going to be tough.
And the cost of freight.
The cost of fuel is outrageous.
And that premium hay that Illinois dairies need comes from far away.
Normal years, it's going to come from Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, and South Dakota.
He says commercial carriers charge $4 to $6 a mile for delivery.
So if you're hauling it 1,000 miles, it's $5,000.
On top of the cost of hay. So the easy answer would seem to be that farmers should plant more hay. But Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Marketing Association says,
that's not going to happen in the next year and probably not the year after that.
Because farmers are tearing out alfalfa and planting corn or wheat or beans.
We have seen a massive decline in new seedings of alfalfa, down 25%.
So if you like dairy products, it's not a stretch to think you'll be paying more thanks to higher prices for alfalfa.
Oh, any wonder?
No, stop it. From the farm to your belly, today's National Tater Day. It's also National Clams on the Half Shell Day. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.